When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
So close your eyes, for that's a lovely way to be. Aware of things your heart alive was meant to see. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. You can't deny, don't try to fight the rising sea. Don't fight the moon, the stars above. And don't fight me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream a dream together. When I saw you first, the time was 3:30. When you arrived at night, it was eternity. By now we know the wave it's on its way to be. Just catch the wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can dream of being together. Saw you first, the time was 3:30. When you rise that night, it was eternity. By now we know the way it saw its way to be. Just catch the wave, don't be afraid of loving me. The fundamental loneliness goes whenever two can be.
Close your eyes and sit back on a chaise on a deck and listen to the sounds of the ocean or the sound or the bay, maybe with a nice caipirinha in one hand. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, PeconicPublicBroadcasting.org. Well, those lovely bell-like tones of Gal Costa, accompanied by Antonio Carlos Jobim, should put you in a vacation mood. And it puts me very much in a vacation mood because today's show is called On Vacation. Now, clearly I'm not on vacation, and my technician Kyle Lynch is not on vacation. He's busily twirling knobs and dials like Dr. Nefario here in our WPPB studio. But we're going to take a vacation from Broadway today. So all the songs we're going to hear today have nothing whatsoever to do with Broadway, but they are among my favorite songs. People often ask me, what's your favorite song? And of course, many, many of them are from Broadway, but not all of them are from Broadway. So we're going to take a multinational, multi-genre tour of, I think, some fantastic songs, and I am hoping that you will join me in the vacation spirit and enjoy them as well. Well, our next song has a little bit of a vague Broadway provenance. It's written by Harry Warren, who, of course, wrote the score to 42nd Street and Gold Diggers of 1933. and a lyricist named Matt Gordon, and it was for a film called Diamond Horseshoe, where it was sung by one of my favorite singers, Dick Haymes. And the song is called The More I See You, and this is, I think the song was recorded and written in the 40s, but this is a much later recording from the early 60s, and Haymes is so wonderfully melancholy and poignant at the same time. So, one of my favorite singers, one of my favorite songs, nothing to do with Broadway whatsoever, The More I See You.
Each time I look at you is like the first time. Each time you're near me, the thrill is new. And there is nothing that I wouldn't do for the rare delight of the sight of you. The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh. I become more mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be
the soulful and resonant voice of Dick Haymes. Well, if I told you one of my favorite songs was written by four lads from Liverpool who had a ton of hits in the 1963 and 1964 and even came to America, you'd say, yeah, you and a billion other people, you're talking about the Beatles. But you'd be wrong. I'm actually talking about Jerry and the Pacemakers, a similarly four-lad group out of Liverpool in the early 60s. And their leader, Jerry Marsden, wrote a beautiful song, I think, about Liverpool called Ferry Cross the Mersey, which I think is as beautiful as anything the Beatles ever recorded. And then we'll segue over to another chick from England who had a big, big hit in 1965. But first, let's go across the Mersey with Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, even their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. Place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. Don't let the day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile. Just come along with me a while, 'cause I tell you, soon I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet, because the beat is the greatest there. All around there are girls and boys, it's a swinging place, a cellar full of noise. It's got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right now, 'cause I tell you,
where is that place? I want to go there. I want to go there now. That was Petula Clark with a song called I Know a Place. Obviously, it was her big follow-up to Downtown in 1965, also written by Tony Hatch. And I think, if not a superior song, Downtown is pretty swell. Certainly a song that gets me going. Well, today we're focusing, because it's vacation time, on simply songs that get me going. They have nothing to do with Broadway, but they're terrific songs, I think, in their own right. And especially during the summertime, I don't know about you, but there's a certain kind of music that always clicks with me out here on the East End, and that is the music from Brazil, or more specifically, music of the Bossa Nova, which had come through to America in the early 60s and still inflects so much of what we like to listen to. Here is a great singer, part of a big musical family down in Brazil, not very well known here, named Nana Caymmi. And she is going to sing Copacabana, which has nothing to do with Barry Manilow and that club. It's the real thing. It's the real beach in Brazil. And then we'll segue into Susanna McCorkle singing another wonderful song by Antonio Carlos Jobim, one of his best known. But first, let us go to Copacabana.
Existem praias tão lindas, cheias de luz. Nenhuma tem encanto que tu possuis. Tuas areias, teu céu tão lindo. Tuas sereias, sempre sorrindo. Copacabana, princesinha do mar. Pelas manhãs, tu és a vida a cantar. A tardinha o sol poente deixa sempre uma saudade na gente. Copacabana, o mar eterno cantor. Ao te beijar perdido de amor, e hoje vive a murmurar só a ti. Copacabana, eu hei de amar. Existem praias tão nenhuma tem um encanto que tu possuis. Tuas areias, teu céu tão lindo. Tuas sereias, sempre sorrindo. A vida a cantar e a tardinho sol poente deixa sempre uma saudade na gente. Te beijar, ficou perdido de amor. E hoje vive a murmurar só a ti. Copacabana, eu hei de amar. Existem praias tão cheias de luz.
É pão, é pedra, é o fim do caminho, é o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho. A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's feeling alone, it's the weight of your load. It's a sliver of glass, it's life, it's the sun, it's It's night, it's death, it's a knife, it's a gun. A flower that blooms, a fox in the brush. A nut in the wood, the song of a thrush. The mystery of life, the steps in the hall. The sound of the wind and the waterfall. It's the moon floating free, it's the curve of the slope. It's an ant, it's a bee, it's a reason for hope. And the riverbank sings of the waters of March. It's the promise of spring, it's the joy in your heart. Eu pe, eu show, é uma estradeira. Passarinho na mão, pedra de atiradeira. E uma ave no céu, uma ave no chão. Gato, uma fonte e um pedaço de pão. Tem o fundo do poço, o fim do caminho. No rosto desgosto, um pouco sozinho. A spear, a spike, a stick, a nail. It's a drip, it's a drop, it's the end of the tale. The dew on a leaf in the morning light. The shot of a gun in the dead of the night. A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump. Will to survive, it's a jolt, it's a jump. A blueprint of a house, a body in bed. A car stuck in the mud, it's the mud, it's the mud. A fish, a flash, a wish, a wing. It's a hawk, it's a dove, it's the promise of spring. And the riverbank sings of the waters of March. It's the end of despair, it's the joy in your heart. Fechando o verão e a promessa de vida no teu coração. A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. The stump of a tree, it's a frog, it's a toad. A sigh, a breath, a walk, a run. A life, a death, the rain, the sun. And the riverbank sings of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. São as águas de março fechando o verão e a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pão, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É resto de toco, é pouco sozinho. É pão, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. Resto de toco, pouco sozinho. Pão, pedra, fim do caminho. Resto de toco.
Wow, well-earned obrigado to Susanna McCorkle for a beautiful rendition of Jobim's Waters of March. Now, Antonio Carlos Jobim, of course, wrote The Girl from Ipanema and had such a big surge in the 60s, probably capped by no more important event than his album with Frank Sinatra called Francis Albert Sinatra and Antonio Carlos Jobim, which has some astonishing arrangements by an arranger named Klaus Ogerman. And this has got to be one of my two or three Desert Island discs. Again, today on Broadway to Main Street, it's Larry Maslon, and I'm just playing songs I happen to like that I think you'll enjoy in the summertime. And this album is just stupendous. Everyone a winner. There's a Cole Porter song, there's a song from Kismet, but it's the Jobim music itself that really grabs me. And this song is called Jinji, D-I-N-D-I, but pronounced Jinji, which is Brazilian for Jennifer or Genevieve, which is my wife's name. So shout out to Genevieve. I hope you enjoy this, hon. Jinji and Frank Sinatra.
Sky, so vast is the sky, with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go? Oh, I don't know. Don't know. that speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love belong to you and to me. If I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me, oh my Gingy. Oh Gingy, like the song of the wind in the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy, happy Gingy, when you're with me. I love you more each day, yes I do, yes I do. I'd let you go away if you'd take me with you, don't you know, Gingy? I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, my Gingy. Like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, Gingy.
Song by Antonio Carlos Jobim, rendered impeccably by Frank Sinatra. I think maybe I first heard that song on the ferry coming back from Shelter Island on maybe Bonnie's show, or certainly at German's show. Well, here we are celebrating songs that aren't from Broadway but are fantastic nonetheless, and you can't even have a passing acquaintance with popular music and not have fallen in love at least once or twice with Burt Bacharach and Hal David. I could play any number of their songs that I think are fantastic, but here's one sung by Dionne Warwick that is so unique and interesting and dramatic and sounds like nothing in the world, and you'll hear these English horns in the background, which you never hear in a song, and this was pointed out to me by a chum, Tom Lindblad. So Tom Lindblad, this is for you, Anyone Who Had a Heart by Bacharach and David.
Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who
The unique voice of Dionne Warwick singing Bacharach and David's Anyone Who Had a Heart. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today is our On Vacation show. Obviously, we're not taking a vacation from you, dear listeners, but from Broadway. We're listening to songs I happen to love that are not particularly from Broadway, and we're going around the world. We've been to Brazil, and now we're going to Paris for one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite genres, which is French chanson. From the 20s, 30s, and 40s, obviously Edith Piaf and Chevalier and Charles Trenet. But here's one of my favorite singers. He was the Corsican Bing Crosby. Can you imagine that? He was from Corsica. His name was Tino Rossi, and he sings a song called J'attendrai, which means I will wait for you. And even if you don't know French, you will perfectly understand the wistful and watchful and waitful sentiments of this amazing song. Here's Tino Rossi. Until then, I will wait for your return, Tino Rossi. Well, let us turn from France to Italy, If you like pop music, even if you like show music, you have to acknowledge the tremendous work of soundtrack writers. And in the 50s and 60s, we had just, to me, the golden age. You had people like Maurice Jarre and John Barry, Richard Rodney Bennett, Nino Rota, who wrote the music to The Godfather, and maybe the most interesting of all, who's Ennio Morricone, who wrote, among other, Once Upon a Time in the West, The Mission, a fantastic score, and a beautiful score to Once Upon a Time in America, a story about gangsters, starring Robert De Niro, Jewish gangsters. Anyway, here is a singer named Haley Westenra to sing lyrics to one of the most beautiful themes from any movie I know. It's called Deborah's Theme from Once Upon a Time in America, music by Ennio Morricone. Beautiful song from Once Upon a Time in America. Okay, we're celebrating songs that Larry just happens to dig. That's it. That's a title. Songs that Larry digs. Is that enough? works for me. Well, one of the things I dig to go from the sublime to the ridiculous, of course, is James Bond. And the James Bond movies have produced some tremendous songs since 1963. The last one, Skyfall, actually won an Oscar. I think that was the first one to win an Oscar. But here are two James Bond songs that you may not know. One was actually cut from Thunderball, though you can hear the music underneath, and the other is actually the title track of On Her Majesty's Secret Service. So I'm going to dedicate the first one to my cohort, Ed German, who is in fact Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and here it is sung by Shirley Bassey.
That's why the zero's double, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He's suave and he's smooth, and he can soothe you like vanilla. The gentleman's a killer, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He cuts through life like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool. He's from the school that loves and leaves them a pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bangs. Not a like a knife, he cuts through life, like every day is the last. He's fast, and he's cool, he's from the school that loves and leaves them a pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bangs, not a fool.
out of the way, we'll find us with the cares of the world far behind us. Yes, we have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.
That was one of Louis Armstrong's last recordings. It was for a James Bond film called On Her Majesty's Secret Service, music by John Barry, lyrics by Hal David. Well, I guess maybe a subtitle for today's On Vacation broadcast might be Show Tunes for Shows That Haven't Been Written Yet. And that's a line I steal from our next song, sung by the unbelievable, performed and written by the unbelievable Nina Simone. One of her more fascinating protest songs of the 60s. There's nothing that woman couldn't do. And the best part of all is she cared deeply about what she was singing. She wouldn't sing anything that was junky. And here's a song she wrote back in the early 60s, which unfortunately, when you think about the tragic events down in Florida last couple weeks, has a relevant resonance. But why am I talking when I could be playing Nina Simone? Here she is with Mississippi Goddamn.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you, me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying, go slow. Well, that's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten.
thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification.
That's it indeed. A great rendition by Nina Simone of Mississippi Goddam. Well, we're looking at songs that really aren't about Broadway. This is the closest. It's got music by Harry Warren and lyrics by Johnny Mercer and from a great movie called The Harvey Girls. But one thing I love about getting the chance to be a radio host and sharing music I love with you is occasionally a performer will come along and transform something so utterly. Here is a great song transformed into something intimate and wonderful by the great Mary Claire Herron on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that can sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big. In this day and age, girls don't leave home. But if you get a hankering, you wanna roam. My advice to you is run away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Thought I'd see the day when I ever took a ride on the Santa Fe. I would lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. Then I'd watch the lights till they'd fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. What a thrill, with the wheels a-singing westward ho, right from the day I heard them start, cross the Kansas plains to New Mexico. I guess I got a little gypsy in my heart. When I'm old and gray and settled down, if I ever get a chance to sneak away from town, then I'll spend my busman's holiday on the Atchison, Topeka. The Atchison, Topeka.
That was Mary Clear Heron singing one of my favorite songs. Well, this is Larry Maslon for Broadway to Main Street. I want to thank you all for indulging my passion in songs that are not from Broadway. I hope you enjoyed them. I think they all have a lot to offer. And occasionally I'm asked, what's my favorite song? And frankly, no hands down, it's not from Broadway, but it's from a great 1944 film called Laura, with amazing music by David Raxon and lyrics by Johnny Mercer. It's haunting, it's memorable, it's completely different from any song ever written, and of course it's the title song to Laura. Here's one of my favorite singers, a great pop singer from England in the 60s named Matt Monro, and I hope it weaves its spell over you as it has over me. Here is, yes folks, my favorite song.
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night. That you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only
well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.